Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Memches in Meseches Erevin. It's the 268th daf in Shas. We pick up 10 lines from the bottom on Mem Zayin Amabez. We will continue to discuss the halachos of Cheftzei Nochri. We've been discussing in our dafim different objects, depending on who their owner is, has different halachos in regards to what their tchum is. We'll continue discussing halachos of Cheftzei Nochri. On Memches Amud Aleph, we will discuss what happens if an object or a person is outside of the tchum, exactly how much can they walk if they're already outside of the tchum. Then going on to Amud Beis, we will discuss the halachos of placing the Eruvei Tchumin, and whether they could be placed in two different areas. Let's jump in. 12 lines from the bottom, Mem Zayin Amud Beis. Hanu Nochri, there were these rams, the Asu L'mibirchasa, they come from outside of the Tchum, from Birchasa. Rashi adds, hence the Freudian slip to Nochri, Rashi adds that they were brought by Nochrim, but these are rams that were brought to Jews. Sharlu Rava l'bnei b'chuzal mizmim minayu. Rava allowed that even though they're brought from outside Tchum on Shabbos by Goyim, to buy them on Shabbos. Why? Because the halacha is a cheftzei nachri are not konin shvisa in the previous place. Amar Ravina l'Rava, my daitach. What's the rationale of your psak? The Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, it's based on the sheet of Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Cheftzei nachri einen konin shvisa. And that's the reason why you're allowed to take it from the Gentile, even though it was a different tchum, because it wasn't konin shvisa in a different tchum. Amar Shmuel. We have machlokas between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. We follow Rabbi Yochanan. And in regards to the above question, Vam Rav Chiya Bar Avin, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Cheftzei Nochri Konin Shvisa. The Cheftzei Nochri are Konin Shvisa. Why? For a reason that we learned yesterday. Gzeira Bailim De Nochri Atu Baalim De Yisrael. We're afraid that if we're going to allow objects that belong to a Gentile to be taken out of Tchum, people will think, we don't have to calculate where the owners, the Jewish owners are. In fact, yesterday in Halacha from the Daily Daf, we point out that even today, that issue is sometimes forgotten in a case in which I am in a different city and someone in Beit Shemesh wants to use my objects. So what do we see? We see that we follow the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan that says that this chash even applies by Bailim Denachri. Hadar Amar Rava. Rava then changed his mind. And Rava suggested a different reason. Lizdavulim Nei Berchasa, the reason why you could buy it from these people Nei Berchasa, the Kulim Berchasa Lidu Kedalid Amis Damya. You'll be allowed to sell it specifically to people from Bnei Berchasa, and they could be Metaltal and all of Mechuza. Why? Because all of Mechuza is four Amos for them. Why? Because we learned, explains Rashi, earlier on Mem Aleph Amabez, that even if something comes out of a tchum, like these rams did, if it's surrounded by mechitzos, so then in such a case, you have that entire area. So it's true, the Bnei Berchasa have had their rams go out of the tchum, but they themselves are able to walk with the rams within the mechitzos. It seems from the Gemara that Mechuza was surrounded by mechitzos. And that we learned earlier, Mem Aleph Amud Beis, even something that goes out of Tchum, Rabbi Gamliel had taught us, from Mem Aleph Amud Beis to Mem Beis Amud Beis, that it could be moved in the entire area of the Mechitzos, like Rabbi Gamliel did on the ship that was surrounded by Mechitzos. Tana Rabbi Chia, Cherem Shebein Tchumei Shabbos, Tzarech Mechitza Shel Barzel, Lahafsiko. If one has a pond of water that sits, it abuts on two different Tchumim. Let's say there's a tchum of city A and city B, and the pond sits between them, and the tchum of city A ends at one point, and the tchum of city B begins at another point. Now, to fill up from that pond will be a problem if there isn't a mechitza shel barzel lafsiko, a demarcation that says the water over here is from your tchum if you're from city A, and the water from here is from your tchum if you're from city B. Mechayech ala Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina. Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina, literally the word lechayech means to smile, but he thought, maybe to quote the expression of our great Rebbe, Rav Shechter, he thought it was humorous. It didn't make too much sense. Literally means to smile. He smiled on the sheet. In other words, he thought it was funny, and did not think it was Oiska Halton La Halacha. My time it come chayich. Why did he smile? Ilei mimshum detani like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri lechumra. If you're going to say that the reason why Rabbi Chiyah was machmer is because he was choshish for the shita Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, who says that even cheftzei hefker have shvisa. This water in the pond will be considered chefze hefker, so therefore we're going to have to be choshesh v'shita Rabbi Yochanan v'iyu svirelei. But Rabbi Yosef Yochaninu, who smiled on this idea, he held kirabban l'kula chefze hefker not konish shvisa. So that's why he thought that there was no reason for this chumra. It was a superfluous chumra. Asks the Gemara, we don't ridicule shitas that we don't paskin like umishum de savar l'kula. And even though he felt lakula, do you smile? Do you find humorous if someone is going to be machmir? As long as it's a legitimate shita, so then he decided the chumra. That's not something to smile on. This is reminiscent of something we spoke about in the Musar Shmuz, it's in 10-Minute Musar, the idea that a Talmud Chacham, if Chas v'Chalila, he's even Tzohuv Panav, as the Gemara describes, one of Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim in the Gemara in Menachos. And that's also lo nagu kavod zebezeh. If your friend says something, even if you disagree, but to be mechayich on it, if it's based on something, even if it's not your tradition, that is not appropriate. Ela mishum, that can't be what Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina did. Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina was not mechayich Allah for this reason. Mishum desayin, but there must be another reason. Naharos hamoshenu mayonos hanovin. If there are rivers that are flowing, like as well as springs, then what's the status of the water? Harein karagli kolodim. It doesn't settle in any particular place, so it depends on who scoops it up in the water. You have the Jordan River that's running down. It's running through the north. It goes down. So where you scoop it up, that's going to be the tchum of the water. So too over here, Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina said there was no source whatsoever, and that's why he made a smile of it, if you will, because it wasn't based on anything at all. Asks the Gemara, V'dilma b'muchnasa. Maybe the reason why Rabbi Chiyah was machmir was because this wasn't flowing water, it was gathered water. Ella, so that's not a reason to reject the shita of Rabbi Chiyah, because if it's gathered water, then it has its own shvisa, and it's different than running water. There's an important distinction between running water and mayim muchnasim that we've had a few times. Rash, here, the Masoret Hashas points out to us that we had it earlier on Mem Vav Amid Aleph, that if it's running water, it doesn't have a tchum. If it's gathered water, it does. El mishum dektani tzarech mechitza shel barzel afsiko. He thought the expression, says the Gemara, to make a metal, steel wall was superfluous and funny. Umayishna kanim delo the Isle of Bay Maya. What's the reason that they wouldn't want reeds? Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina will argue is because the water will go back and forth. Shobar zanami Isle of Maya. So too, when it comes to the steel one, it's going to still have water going above it, below it, and around it, so therefore it doesn't serve any purpose. So why this drama of Mechitza Shel Barzel? V'dilma tzarech v'ein lo takana kamar. Maybe, suggests the Gemara, that Rabbi Chiyah was not saying to put the steel one. He was saying that the only way it'll be mutter is if you had a steel one that prevented the water from going from either side, and that is virtually impossible. So it was Rabbi Chiyah's way of saying it's impossible. El mishum dekal hu sheikilu chachamim emayim. Must be that here is a leniency with water that you don't have to mamish separate every drop of water into its tchum, because we have a leniency. Where's the precedent to set the leniency when it comes to mayim that you don't have to be machmer until the last drop? The Rebbe Tavla, as we learn from Rebbe Tavla, Rebbe Tavla asks the Rav, mechitza tluya ma'u shetatir b'churva. What's the halacha if you have mechitzos, but the mechitzos aren't complete? They're hanging. Let's say the bottom of the wall was destroyed in a churva, in an abandoned building. Are you allowed to carry over there? Amalei ein mechitza tluya materis. The halacha of Rav, in response to Rav Tavla's question, is that it doesn't work. It needs to be within three tfachim of the ground. That's a general rule of mechitza. Mechitza tluya is not going to work. However, Rav said, but there's one exception. El b'mayim. Except when water were makel, kalu shekilu chachamim mayim, the chachamim were makel when it comes to water. So over here, even if the water is going to swish by back and forth, and you're not going to be able to entirely shut off the direction of the water, nevertheless, a mechitza shel barzel will be acceptable. But if that's so, explains Rashi, if the water is already swishing back and forth, Rebbe Yossi Bar Chanina is going to argue, then what's the difference between the reeds and the steel? Hence, he thought that the dramatic explanation of Rabbi Chiya was funny because it didn't solve the problem of preventing the water from two different tchumen going back and forth. And the reason we're lenient is because the kalu shekilu chachamim, and there's no need for a steel mechitza. The Gemara now begins a new topic, which is, of course, based on our Mishnah on the bottom of Memheim of Aleph. It might be a good idea to look back on this. Somebody who goes out of a tchum, how much distance does he have? So the Mishnah describes someone who fell asleep, and according to the Chachamim, he does not have any Kinyan Shvisa. And the Chachamim were of the opinion, picking up from the sheet of the Chachamim, three lines from the bottom, Memheim at Aleph, the Chachamim Omrim Ein Lo Ela Arba Amis, he only has four Amis. Rabbi Eliezer has a different opinion, and Rabbi Yehuda, we'll get to Rabbi Eliezer in the right time, but let's analyze Rabbi Yehuda versus the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Le'ezer Ruach Shir Tzielech, he could go four Amis in every direction. The Gemara asks a question that we alluded to when we read the Mishnah. Asks the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, Hainu Tanakama, what's the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakama? Here Tanakama means, as Rashi explains, the Sheet of the Rabbanan. Both of them seem to say that you get four Amis. Amar Rava, Rava explained the difference between them is Shmona al Shmona Ikav Meinayu. What are the four Amos, the four Amos that you have? According to the Rabbanan, you have four Amos in any direction, which essentially therefore means that you have eight Amos, Sach HaKol, from the place that you're standing. However, according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, you only could go four Amos in one direction. So according to the Chacham, you have Shmona al Shmona. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you only have four Amos in one direction. Tanya Namihochi Yesho Shmona al Shmona, Div Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir was of the opinion that you have 8x8, like the opinion that we learned in the name of the Chachamim. V'amar Rava, Rava also taught Machlokis Lalach, that the whole discussion is in regards to going. In other words, how much you're able to walk. Avalataltal, but if you're holding an object, Divrei HaKol Arba Amis in Tfei Lob, that you don't have more than four Amis. You don't have 8x8, but you have only four Amis in one of those, in one of the directions and not in both. V'hani Dalet Amis Hechik Sivin. And how do we know this idea, specifically the shear of four Amis? Kedisanya, we learned in a brisa. The pasuk says, Shvu ish tachtov. Right before, the Torah gives us the negative imperative of the prohibition of going out of the tchum, which states, Al yeitze ish mimikomo, in b'shalach perek tezayin pasuk chavtes, the Torah Kedosha says, Shvu ish tachtov, al yeitze ish mimikomo. Kid tachtov. It's like his measurement of his bottom, the bottom of a person. What does it mean, the bottom of the person? Kama tachtov, gufo shalosh amis, ve'ama kidei lifshot yod v'raglav. If a person would lay down, then the average person is three amos, and another ama when they stretch out their arms. Divrei Rebbe Meir. That's the opinion of Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Yehuda disagrees. Gufo shalosh amos, ve'ama kidei shiito chefetz mitachas Margalosov umeniach tachas mirashosov. He says it's the same three amos for the body, but the last ama, for the fourth ama, that's the ama that is given as a dispensation for a person to move things that are under his feet and put it by his head. In other words, a little bit of movement. Mai beinayhu, what's the difference between these two positions? Ika beinayu arba amos mitzumtzemes. What if it's a little bit more than four amos? According to a mayor that says that the cheshbon of four comes from the last ama being pishut yadayim v'raglayim, when the arms and the legs spread out, you can't give a precise number. However, if it's based on Rabbi Yehuda's svara, so then it could be arba amos mitzumtzemes. Mark continues. Amar le Rav Misharshia lebre. Rav Misharshia said to his son, Kelisa kalikamed Rav Papa, when you go to Rav Papa, boi mine, ask him the following shayba. Amra amma she'amru, ba'amma didei yavinale, o ba'amma shel kodesh yavinale. When we're talking about four amos, when it comes to tchum, how do we
measure it. Rashi explains that there is a subjective way of measuring an abba and the objective way, which is from the perspective of Kedusha. You could look at the individual's own amma. Amma literally is a forearm. So you look at his forearm and then you measure out four ammas. Or you use the amma shel kodesh, the measurement of six tfachim. Rashi explains that we learn in Meseches Psachim that was based on Moshe Rabbeinu's measurement for the Mishkan. And if he's going to tell you that you use the objective measurement, not the subjective measurement, the measurement of Kedusha, what's going to be with Og Melech HaBashan, someone who is much larger? And if he's going to say, oh, for Og Melech HaBashan, then we adjust it. Then you should ask him, why is that not mentioned in the Mishnah in Kalim that tells us the few cases where we follow a subjective measurement as opposed to an objective measurement? The Mishnah in Kalim, Rashi quotes in Dibra Maschil Gabi in Perik Yud Zayin, tells us that there are some things that follow subjective measurements. For example, when it comes to the Kmitza of the Karban Mincha, as well as when it comes to the Malo Lugma for Yom HaKippurim, we've discussed this in the past in Halacha from the Daily Daf in the beginning of Meseches Erevin. The Mishnah in Kalim tells us that those things are subjective. Now we're saying that the Amma for Tchum is also subjective, it should be listed over there in those Mishnahs in Kalim. Gabi Yesha Amru HaKolafi Mashu Adam, period. Yasa Kamedu Rav Papa, Amr Le, Rav Papa responded, Ida Kinan Kulehai, Lo Avetanina. Diyukim like this, claims Rav Papa, are too strong. If you're going to make Diyukim like this, then we would stop learning. In other words, we wouldn't get through understanding anything. Every once in a while, the Mishnah wasn't meduyuk ad hasof. And it is possible that we follow Amma Didei when it comes to Erevin. Aye, what about the diyuk? Ud kakashach, and if you're still bothered, my time alo katani, why isn't it not mentioned Gabi Yesha Amru? Delo psika lei, because it wasn't something that was absolutely clear, it hadn't been entirely acceptable. Mishum diika nanis be'evarav. That there are some people whose limbs are too short, and someone who is a midget, in such a case, then we measure him not by the subjective, but by the Adam Beinoni. The Gemara now goes on to a new topic we had discussed in the Mishnah. If there are two tchumen that overlap, two people are able to sit with each other in the same tchumen, in their tchum that overlaps, and even share food. And then the Mishnah says, it's like you have two courtyards that are on the outside, with one in the middle, that the middle chatzer, once they make an Erev, could share with each other. Asks the Gemara, Lamale lemeimar lema adover doime. Why do they have to say, oh, this is like a case of Eruve chatzemos? We're talking about Eruve tchumen. Why the need to bring in that topic? Hachi kam le Rabbi Shimon le Rabbanan. This is what Rabbi Shimon said to Rabban. Michti lema adover doime le sholosh chatzer sa psuchas ulezu psuchas rishus rabbin. Maishna hasan de pligisu, maishna hacha de lo pligisu. Why is it that over there, the question was not actually about the halacha of tchumen. Rather, says the Gemara, the question was Rabbi Shimon saying, just like you understand when it comes to tchumen, that if their tchum overlap, they're allowed to carry with each other. Why is it that when it comes to Eruve Chatzeros, Rashi gives us the Maramokom, it's on Mem Tes Amud Aleph, our next daf, that the Rabbanan say that they're not allowed to be metaltel zuim zu. What's the difference between the two? Once you understand the same, the tchum, then we understand it by chatzeres. So the Gemara's teretz is, the reason we bring it up is because this was a moment for Rabbi Shimon to explain why he disagrees with the Rabbanan when it comes to chatzeres. Rabbanan, what's the Rabbanan's svara? Hasam ashvi diyurin, hochalo avshi diyurin. When there are many people in the chatzer, they're going to get confused and carry from the chitzon to the middle one. However, over here, where it's little, there are a few people, then we're not afraid, and the Rabbanan will be even mekel when it comes to the case of chatzer, just like when it comes to tchum. Now the Gemara goes on to discuss the details of that case of the two chitzonios. Again, the case is that we have three chatzeros that have joined together at Erev. Each chatzer goes into the one that adjoins it, as well as going into the Rishus HaRabim. The halacha of the Mishnah was that you could carry only from the chitzonis to the middle one, but not from the chitzon into the other chitzon. Asking the Gemara, v'amai, kiyun da'arvilu, chitzonis, b'hadim, tzoz, avilu.
Havaluchada, we should consider them all one entity. They made an Eruv together. Why is it that you can't go from the Chitzonos to the Pnimius? Amar of Yehuda, to the other Chitzonos. Kigon Shenasna Emtsois, Eruva Bezu, Veirova Bezu. We're talking about a case where the middle Chatzer put an Eruv in the outside, but an Eruv was not put in the middle one, which means, therefore, that the middle person only made an Erev with the outside person. The outside person made an Erev with the inside person, but not with the other outer Chatzer. Now, the inner person made two Eruvin, each one in one of the outer ones. So he could carry them both, explains the Gemara. But the outer ones never had done an Eruv together. That's Rav Yehuda's explanation. Rav Sheshe Samar, Rav Sheshe says, no. Afilu teima shenas na Eruv b'matzas. Even if the outer ones have put the Eruv in the middle one. Kingon shenasnu b'shnei batim. But if they put it in two different houses in the middle chatzer, so shnei batim means that each, of course, each chatzer has a couple of houses. So then, once it was put, even though it was put in b'toch ha-chatzer ha-imtzais, but since it was put in two different houses, it's not going to work. Keman ke Beis Shammai, like the opinion of Beis Shammai will have later on the next daf. Tesanya chamisha shegavu esei ruvan v'nasnu b'shnei kelim. If an eruv was put in two distinct utensils, Beis Shammai omrim ein eruv an eruv. Beis Shammai says it's not a valid eruv. U'Beis Hillel omrim eruv an eruv. And Beis Hillel says it is valid Eruv. However, if we're choshish for the Shita Beis Shammai, that's the reason why you can't carry, even if it was put in the middle one, and everybody is joining into the middle chatzah, but it was put in two different houses. The Gemara now explains that even according to Beis Hillel, it might be a problem. Afilu teima Beis Hillel. We could even say that the problem would exist according to Beis Hillel. Ad kan lo karmi Beis Hillel hasam. When the Beis Hillel says, it's okay if you put the Eruv in two different pairs, he says, El b'shnei ken v'bayis echad. Only if it's placed in two utensils in one house. Avo b'shnei batim lo. But if it's placed in two different houses, even Beis Hillel is going to hold that it's going to be a problem. Amalei Rav Acha Brei de Rav Avi le Rav Ashi, the Rav Yehuda Kasha, Ule Rav Sheshes Kasha. I have a difficulty according to Rav Yehuda, and a difficulty according to Rav Sheshes. Rav Yehuda Kasha, according to Rav Yehuda, it's difficult. The Amar Kigon Shenosna Emtsoi Se Ruva Bezuv Erva Zuv. If we're talking about, as Rav Yehuda had suggested, Rav Yehuda was the first explanation, where the middle one put an Erev on the outer ones. V'kivan deritza, Erva imtzas, bahadi chitzona. Once he joined with the outer ones, havele chada, then they're considered one. V'chihadra v'irva bahadi idach, shluchasa avda. So let's say the middle fellow, let's call them him Shimon, so he's surrounded by Reuven and Levi. Once he joins with Reuven, so then he's fully joined with Reuven. Then he takes another Erev and he puts it in Levi's Rishos. He becomes the Shliach of Reuven, and they've all joined together. Ula Rav Sheshes Kasha, and Rav Acha Brei de Rav Avya asks, according to Rav Sheshes, I also don't understand. Tehavi kechamisha shruim b'chatzer achas. It should be like a case where, what was Rav Sheshes' suggestion? We were talking about a case where both of them had put it in the one chatzah, but it was in two different houses. What happens if you have five people that live in one chatzah? That he makes everybody usher to each other. So too over here. If you don't have the two houses that are joined together, then you don't even have an Eruv in the middle one. Amalei Rav Ashi, lo the Rav Yehuda Kasha, v'lo the Rav Sheshes Kasha. I can answer both questions. Lo Rav Yehuda lo Kasha, kima d'irva lo amtsayis b'hadi chitzona. Once the middle guy made a Eruv with the two outside ones, Ushtaim Chitzonis Bahadi Adadi Lo Irvu, and the two outside never joined together, so then your suggestion that Shimon becomes a Shliach with Reuven once they had decided together, that's not correct. Gal Yadaita de Bahana Nichale. Ubahai lo nichale. They revealed their das. Reuven revealed his das. He's only interested in making the Eruv with Shimon, and not with Levi. Ule Rav Sheshes, and your kasha, Rav Sheshes, but what happens to the fact that the two houses in the middle one were not ma'arev, and therefore they should be osur each other? Lo kasha, im amru, diurin lahakel, yomru, diurin lahachmer? If you're going to have two people joining an eruv into one chatzer. So it's true that those two people didn't join with the same bias. But that shouldn't make a problem. That shouldn't aser one house on the next. Just because one house did an erev with the outsider doesn't mean that they're going to be puzzled from carrying in their own chatzer. And if they had already joined once in an erev together, so then in such a case, they're all included together. So, im amru, the urin lahakel, we say that you're allowed to have the outsiders join the hakel. Yomru, do you in the Hachmer? Are we going to say that they're going, because there was a separate Meiriv way for the outsiders, that they're going to aser the people on the inside? No, the people on the inside were already joined together. The fact that they made a separate Eiriv with the outsiders is not going to make a problem for them to carry. We don't view the outsiders as if they're living there to make them as the new dwellers in the middle chatzer to aser the other people who are really dealing in that chatzer. The diurim, they're made, the outsiders are made living in the chatzer, lahakel, only for them to be able to carry in the inside. But not to say, oh, it's considered as if the outsiders now live in the chatzer and they didn't make an eruv with everybody else.